Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Introducing Strap to the Blind and Beyond audience. 3 years in the making, Strap is an innovative wearable device that fits over the chest and is designed to detect any type of obstacle. Strap's vast array of sensors work by sending real-time information that detects obstacles at your head, chest, and below the waist, including bumps, holes, and steps, then notifying you with haptic language vibrations. Designed for all ages and shipping globally later this year. At Strap Technologies, we believe that autonomy and independence are human rights, not luxuries. Our goal is to be the first replacement of the white cane, giving the visually impaired a long overdue hands-free experience. For more information, visit strap.tech.
Many are surprised to learn what a full life a veteran with a disability can lead. For example, Steve Baskis is a 27-year-old veteran who is pursuing a college degree, has taken up mountain climbing, and is blind. Recently, on behalf of BVA and other blinded veterans, he visited the members of Congress to request additional funding for combat-related eye trauma research. He's also participated in Project Gemini, a program that links blinded vets in the U.S. with those in the U.K. To learn more, visit bva.org.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
The Assistive Technology Industry Association is excited to bring its annual conference online this winter, ATIA 2021. AT Connected, ATIA's annual event focused on learning about assistive technology across age, disability, and environments, will be held online the last week of January and first week of February. This year's conference features a powerful education strand focused on vision and hearing technologies, as well as the world's leading companies showcasing the latest in vision-related assistive technologies. Check out the exhibitor experience and all the prizes ATIA exhibitors are giving away. This year, there's also a range of registration options, including a free option. Learn more and register to attend by visiting atia.org/blindandbeyond. And don't forget, you can get 20% off full conference registration with discount code ATIA21VISION.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down.
But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And we're back. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. There's nothing wrong with your radio. We're here jamming on the ones, jamming on the ones. I'm your host sitting in for the one and only Michael, the man Golder. Sitting beside me in the luxury of her deluxe department in the East Side High is the one and only Lynn Golder. Lynn, how you feeling?
I'm here, Chris. Thanks for the reintroduction. By the way, you forgot to give out Kelly, and we wanted to bring Kelly back.
I know. Yeah, I was just thinking about that.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's our other co-host sitting in all the way over in Nashville.
That's
home,
right.
Home of the greatest country music that you'll ever listen to. Nashville, Tennessee is the one and only Miss Nashville herself, soon to be Kelly. Kelly J, what's going down?
Hey.
So nobody called in for that trivia. I think everybody got scared. Well,
who was it, man. Kelly?
His name is Chris Mann, and he was on The Voice.
Uh-huh. That's right, Chris Mann.
And it was, you know, a great song.
When I first saw him, you know who the first person he remind me of is? Chris Pratt.
Huh.
Yeah, when I first saw him on The Voice, I was like, is that Chris Pratt? And you know, Chris Pratt is the actor who did the Space Invaders for Marvel's, the Guardian of the Galaxy.
Oh, okay.
So, Kelly, before you give the shout-out, Chris, do you want to give out the phone number and remind everybody they're welcome to call in and ask our next? We have two guests calling in this hour. It's this hour. I can't believe we're in the second hour.
The hour is going by quick.
407-894-1680.
407-894-1680 is the number to dial. We want to hear from you. Call Antoine, call Shaquila, and tell everybody to tune in to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're listening for you. And if you have any questions, give us a call.
All righty, Chris, before we go to your trivia, Kelly has a quick shout-out. Kelly, want to give you a shout-out?
Yes, I want to shout-out to my Aunt Holly in Sarasota, Florida. Thanks
Hello.
For listening.
All righty.
Sarasota.
And also, shout-out to Jeff Baser in Columbia, South Carolina.
Okay.
Columbia.
That name sounds familiar to me.
Yeah, yeah, he's from Vispero. Yep.
Right. So, Chris, you're going to throw out your trivia real fast?
All right, I don't know if they can handle this one. All right, so
okay.
I went into the vault.
You
I
pick
went,
hard ones. You pick hard songs.
Yeah, I went into the vault.
Last week was
hard.
Last week he picked Cab Calloway.
Right, but I didn't go too far back. I think I brought it up to par just a little bit. And I think Mike would love this one. All right, check
okay,
it out.
Good.
Who is singing this song right here? 407-894-1680 is the number to dial.
All right, everybody, gather around. The candy man is here. What kind of candy you want? Sweet chocolate.
I know that.
Chocolate, malt, candy, gumdrops, anything you want. You've come to the right man because I'm the candy man.
Ooh. Who can take a sunrise? Candyman.
407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
Candyman can, cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world taste good.
Who can take a rainbow?
Who can take a rainbow?
All right. I think that's it. That's enough. You should have caught that one by now. You should have got that one by now.
They should be dialing already.
Right. Oh, there it is, too. See, as soon as you spoke it, there it go.
407-894-1680.
Who is singing that song?
That was a good song, Chris. Good choice. Did you say people are calling in already?
Yeah, I think you did.
Did we lose Chris?
He's probably on the phone. No, he's still here. He's just on the phone.
Yeah, I see his phone number on the thing. Chris, is there somebody there? So, Kelly, did you find that the organizations are very active in Nashville? Like ACB and NFB and...
Not terribly.
No?
But...
That's disappointing.
Yeah, but I did get some contact, you know. And actually, I had gotten the contact of the, you know, the blind services, and that's how I got my job, because I was persistent in keeping in touch with her. Mm-hmm. So in a roundabout way, it was a good thing. And then there was another girl I met through the ACB community called that she was moving here for her boyfriend as well. And she lives like maybe a half hour outside of Nashville, but close enough. And she had moved there a week after I did, so we had kept in touch.
Mm-hmm.
And she's around my age, so yeah. So sometimes they'll meet us up at gigs and whatnot. So
all right, so good. I got that hotline bling. I got that hotline.
Alrighty,
bling. I got two callers. Okey-dokey. One from Delray Beach, Florida, our good friend Howie, and John from Clinton, Indiana.
Okay.
All right. So let's go to Delray Beach, Florida, and talk with our good friend Howie. Howie, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How's everything with you, all you guys? We miss Michael.
I know.
Hi, Howie. Hi, Howie, down there in Delray. Hello.
Beautiful down here.
Is it?
The one and only, the incomparable Sammy Davis Jones.
Shaboing, boing, boing. You got it, Doug.
That's Michael's favorite artist, Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah, I know.
Is
I know.
It?
Yeah, it was
well,
Sammy Davis.
I remember him talking about it. Sammy Davis Jr.
Yep, you're absolutely right. Congratulations, Howie. You have won yourself.
Congratulations, Howie.
A $10 gift card to one of my favorite restaurants where they fix everything right there in front of you and give you whatever you want. Subway.
Subway.
All right.
So hold on, Howie. Let me get your information.
All right. Thank you all.
Howie doesn't go hungry. He doesn't go hungry. I think he's got it timed, Chris. He knows when the month is up.
Right.
And John, they're so funny.
Uh-oh. I think we got disconnected with John. Hold on. I got another call coming in. Let me see. Hold on one moment.
Okay. Maybe it's John. We have some sharp cookies, Kelly, with this old songs.
Yeah. Yeah, because your audience is mostly older. Yeah.
All right, there we go. I'm sorry, you're right. That's John. John said he got cut off somehow.
Oh. Well, hello, John.
Hi, Lynn. How are you?
All right. How are you out there in Indiana?
Well, we're doing pretty good now that the cold weather's over. We're at 58 degrees today.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. In February?
Wow.
Yeah, 58. The last week at this time, it was about nine above zero.
Are you sure it's over, though? Are you sure it's over? Is that wishful thinking?
Well, I'm hoping that it's no more of that snow. You know, that word that begins with S and ends with W and has snow in the middle of it. You know, that's a four-letter word to me. I don't like that stuff. We had eight inches up there.
Oh, my gosh.
In
I don't
York,
miss
we
that.
We used to get it till April.
Yeah, well, I'm
we used
ready
to get a blizzard
for
and during
weather.
Our spring break in April.
Say hi
yeah,
to
I'm
Kelly, John.
Hey, the trivia question was Sammy Davis Jr. I got cut off.
Yeah, we had a winner. We had a winner, though, before you. It was a race to the finish line.
Well, I got... He said
sorry.
I think Chris said I was in, and then I got cut off.
Oh, well, try again next week. You know, we're here. We'll have another chance next week. Right, Chris?
That's right. Sorry, John. I thought I hit your button, and I don't know what happened.
Yeah, well, anyway. Right.
Thank you, John.
All right.
Well, thank you, John. Take care. We got to go to break. Thank you so much.
All right. We're going to go to break. Don't go anywhere. We got our special guests coming up next right here on the Blind and Beyond radio show. Sit tight. We coming for you.
Spectrum has great news for blind and beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news, access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Protect your head from tree branches, signs, and anything your cane doesn't pick up with the Sunu Band, the first smart mobility aid for blind pedestrians.
It's very discreet. I can scan around with my wrist, and the vibrations tell me where the obstacles are in real time. It's like having an invisible cane for my upper body. It makes it easy to keep social distance, navigate crowds, following waiting lines, and more. On top of that, the free mobile app guides me to places, streets, and destinations step by step. The best part is I don't need to take my phone out of my pocket to use these features. Sunu Band is amazing.
Visit sunu.com and learn more. Use discount code BEYOND40 and receive $40 off your Sunu Band. That's sunu.com, S-U-N-U.com.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Happy New Year for a second.
And we're back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. The bridge between the blind and the sighted community. I'm your host for the night, Michael. Alongside of me is the one and only Dr. Lynn Golder and the one and only singing sensation, Kelly James, all the way from Nashville. 407-894-1680 is the number to dial, and you are inside the Spectrum Studios right here, Studio 1A in Orlando, Florida. To the one and only, let's get it. Let's go down and let's get started. Lynn, I put the ball in your court.
Well, thank you. I'm playing a lot of ball tonight. All righty. Well, it's my pleasure to welcome back our friend Peter Cruciavi. And if you don't know, Peter is the senior manager of accessibility at Spectrum Communications. And welcome back, Peter, from Colorado.
Hi, Lynn. Thank you. Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Oh, look at that audience. Oh, my gosh.
It's
so popular.
Say hi to Kelly James.
Hi, Kelly.
Kelly, you there?
Hello, Peter. Yeah.
Oh, she's back. Okay. So, Peter, you said you had some announcements tonight, so why don't we just get right to it? And Chris is waiting for your cue, so we're all set to go.
Sounds good. So let me do this. Let me start with something I heard, on your commercial break about the CSUN conference that happens every year. And I know folks get really excited about this conference, especially if they're sort of tech nerdy and really want to learn about what the latest is out there, both education-wise and technology-wise. And I'm glad to tell everyone that we will also be at the CSUN convention, and Spectrum will have a booth there, and we'll be talking about accessibility. And that's going to be the 9th through the 13th, those exhibit hours. So come visit us at the CSUN exhibit. We'll be in there. Let's see. It'll be 4 to 6 Mountain Time, so that should be 3 to 5 Pacific Time and 6 to 8 Eastern Time, 5 to 6 Midwest. So,
and Peter, we should remind everybody that it's virtual. No, they shouldn't go to California.
No. You should come to California. Yes, that's absolutely right. So it is virtual, and I think you still have little bit of time left.
I can't remember
to register. I think it's by the end of this week. But so if you do get registered and start visiting some of those sessions, think about those exhibit halls hours and come give us a visit. Ask us some questions.
Very nice.
We'll be glad to chat with you there as well. So I'm going to switch over and talk a little bit about Spectrum Access. I know we've brought this up a couple of times now over the last several months, and Spectrum Access is just a really exciting new addition to our Spectrum lineup. And for those of you who might have not been able to join during those shows, Spectrum Access is an app on your phone or tablet that you can use to have audio description content available to you on the go. It doesn't have to be paired with a Spectrum platform. In fact, you don't even have to be a Spectrum customer to enjoy Spectrum Access. And best of all, it's entirely free. So the way it works, you download Spectrum Access on the App Store, and then you can peruse through the app. There's no credentials needed to get into it. You immediately have access to all the content. Once you find a movie or show you want to watch, you just have to find the platform on which you can stream that movie or play that movie. Honestly, it can even be off of an old school VHS if you wish. But the idea is you have to have that movie or show playing on your TV, and then you can use that app to synchronize the audio description track to the movie or show. And we've just been so excited about what the app brings, especially to the blind and visually impaired community, that we really invested a lot of energy and resources into creating a campaign around marketing the app. And one major component of that campaign was to designed a brand spot that features Spectrum Access in a very, very original way. So I'm going to let Chris play the spot for us. Now, there's a visual component to the spot. I'm going to see if maybe we can get it on the Blind and Beyond Radio website so you can view it if you wish to see the visual part. But we're going to play it today, just the audio, and we'll chat a little bit about it on the other side.
We see a vast desert of sand with distant hazy mountains. On a dusty road, a black car travels at speed. A man walks to the top of a large dune. He turns his head. Behind him, a band of armored vehicles waits to spring a trap.
Well, he's in trouble.
What happened?
At Spectrum, we think nothing beats movie night.
Pause it?
The man gives the signal to attack.
So the Spectrum Access app gives the visually impaired audio description on their phone, so nobody misses a thing.
All right. Awesome. Thank you, Chris. So I'm just going to give some folks a little bit of a background here and context. So what's happening here is the commercial begins with a very a visionary style film. So you've got, you know, the car rushing down through the desert, and there's a description of a man there. And so what the viewer is seeing is what looks like an excerpt out of a film that's taking place in this desert. And then as some of the audio description continues evolving in that scene, the scene shifts over to a young blind woman that's sitting on a couch and watching the movie, and she has her phone, and the audio description is actually, we learn, is playing on the phone. And what it turns out to be is that the film itself really is a depiction of the imagination of the young blind woman as she's seeing it. So even the visual component of the scene, and I had a really great time personally working with the director that helped us film this and advising the experiential aspect of it. We even had a focus group with a lot of our blind employees and visually impaired employees giving input on the experiences that range across, you know, all blind people. And what they wanted to do was have this scene look like it was coming straight out of the imagination of the blind girl that's watching it. So even the visual component of it seems to evoke the kind of scenery that sort of comes up in her own mind. And some of that had to do with, Lynn, if you'll remember, I took that road trip with my now wife, and we took a road trip through the desert and up California, up the coast and back to Colorado, and some of that experience in the desert went into the subject matter expertise suggestions that I was giving for this particular spot. So it's just really exciting, and it's exciting to see the kind of traction and, you know, on my part as a blind employee of Spectrum, really proud to see us move into a new era of commitment to accessibility. And the marketing that includes people with disabilities and the products that are specifically designed to enhance the lives of those who have, in this particular case, a visual impairment. So really excited about that, and wanted to share that with everybody today as well.
Hey, Peter.
Peter, I have a question.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead, Kelly.
So is this a subscription app where you have to pay monthly for it, or is it totally free? And if so, how do you fund it?
That's a great question. So, you know, initially this came up. So I'll answer your question and then give you the explanation. It's absolutely free. There's no subscription. There's no payment. And again, you don't even have to be a Spectrum subscriber to enjoy the app. And initially, when we started having these conversations, this came out of a desire to resolve an issue that really exists across the cable and network industry, is how do we get more audio description to blind viewers? And because we rely on the programmers to provide us the audio description content that we then pass along to the customer, we can only pass through as much audio description as we get. And so the natural solution for us at that point was, what if we provide a completely separate channel where additional audio description could exist for customers that are viewing on-demand movies? And then, you know, the partnership with what was once ActiveView that came together to become Spectrum Access, that really unfolded a world of opportunity to not only provide additional audio description for the movies and shows that we offer on Spectrum, but just you can take it anywhere. You can take it and compare it with any platform of your choosing or even a movie on the DVD. And it just completely unlocked the potential of this app. And so, you know, the funding, the way it works is really, we just have awesome leadership that signed on to it. And they were willing to write the check to get this process going, because they felt like it was an important commitment for us in a new age of doing cable business. So,
Peter,
that's really where we are now.
Yeah, Peter, before we say goodnight, can you please tell everybody you had a little surprise you wanted to announce tonight?
Sure. So we are going to start this year. We're going to do, I know some of you are familiar, at the end of last year, we did a sweepstakes where we gave away an Apple TV, and it was sort of a big end of year gift that we wanted to give away for those who wrote in their stories about Spectrum Access. This year, we're going to break that down into four separate giveaways each quarter or every 3 months. I think we'll start next time we appear in March. And we'll do four separate giveaways throughout the year. It'll be a $25 gift card or equivalent value. We'll announce that as we get closer to it. And that'll just hopefully excite some of our listeners and get some callers to call in and talk about some of the products that we're discussing here on air. So go ahead and get signed up with Spectrum Access or Spectrum News and all of these awesome products that we've been talking about. And over the course of the year, we're going to prompt you to call in to give a few lines about some of these products or experiences, and you can win a gift card.
So that's exciting. It's nice to get the listeners involved.
Is this app available on an Amazon Fire device?
No, not it. So at the moment, where you can get it is you can get Spectrum Access on either the Android platform, which is the Google Play Store, or the iOS or Apple platform, which is the App Store, the iOS App Store.
Okay, so the Apple TV or the iPhone.
So the iPhone or iPad, because remember, again, this is mobile, so it's either going to be on your iPhone or your iPad or your Android devices.
Oh, okay. So it's not available on like an Apple TV. Okay, thank you.
So if you can give everybody the website, Peter, the information so they can find out more information.
Sure. If you've got questions about Spectrum Access specifically, email us at spectrumaccess@charter.com. If you want to visit, if you're a customer and you want to visit the accessibility webpage, that's spectrum.net/page/accessibility.
All righty.
Hey, before you go, Peter,
check out that new commercial.
Before you go, Peter, I just want to say fantastic job on that commercial. I got a chance to see the visual that it was being talked about as the commercial was going on. And when it came to the young lady, the blind young lady sitting there, and then you can see the phone on there, and then her spouse is like, hold on, stop, we got to play it back. We got to play it back because I missed something. So great job.
Thank you, Chris. Yep, so what we're going to do is we're going to get the rules to the giveaways up on the Blind and Beyond Radio website. And hopefully we can get the link for the spot up there as well.
Okay,
we'll talk about it next time. Okay.
We will. Thank you, Peter.
Sorry to
give you the rush.
No worries.
We gotta go.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Talk to you soon. Good night, Peter.
Bye.
Thank you.
Good night, Peter. Thank you, Peter.
All righty. Okay, Chris, going to go to the break. Come back and talk to Rap Technologies.
Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We got a heck of a night, and it's in store with your name on it. Well, the Blind and Beyond Radio Show will be right back after these messages.
Yeah. your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Let's be honest. Many of us experience joint discomfort and achiness and stiffness and soreness that comes with inflammation and age. Many of us are baby boomers. Well, Upgrade is a health and wellness company committed to revolutionizing healthcare through plant-based ingredients. Upgrade's flagship product, Perform Daily Inflammation, or Perform for short, is designed to alleviate joint discomfort, aches and stiffness, and the soreness that comes with inflammation. Upgrade Perform uses a proprietary blend of turmeric, ashwagandha, tart cherry, and ginger root that is fully organic and consists of the most bioavailable turmeric on the market without unnecessary additives like black pepper and harmful synthetic chemicals. To learn more, visit them at www.upgrade.com, and that's spelled U-P-G-R-A-I-D. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO20 at checkout to receive 20% off on all orders. Let Upgrades Perform perform for you. Join us March 6th through March 14th, 2021. For the 36th Annual CSUN Assistive Technology Conference, hosted by California State University Northridge's Center on Disabilities. For the first time, the CSUN Conference will be held virtually, giving everyone across the world the opportunity to experience the latest innovation, research, and cutting-edge technology solutions showcased at the premier assistive technology conference. Attendees can access over 200 educational presentations and can participate in interactive pre-conference workshops for more in-depth training and content. And don't forget to visit the exhibit hall, open March 9th through March 13th, which is free to the public and offers an opportunity to interact with companies who develop the products and services designed to promote inclusion for people with disabilities. For more information and to register, visit the conference website at csun.at/conference.
Introducing Strap to the Blind and Beyond audience. 3 years in the making, Strap is an innovative wearable device that fits over the chest and is designed to detect any type of obstacle. Strap's vast array of sensors work by sending real-time information that detects obstacles at your head, chest, and below the waist, including bumps, holes, and steps, then notifying you with haptic language vibrations. Designed for all ages and shipping globally later this year. At Strap Technologies, we believe that autonomy and independence are human rights, not luxuries. Our goal is to be the first replacement of the white cane, giving the visually impaired a long overdue hands-free experience. For more information, visit strap.tech.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
And we're back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Thank you for being strapped in. We can't do this show without you, without you, and without you, we're the bridge between the sighted and the blind community. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, give us a call at 407-894-1680. It's time to strap in and let's talk strap. Lynn Golder, you're up.
Okay, well, I'm going to pass it over to Kelly because I've talked to the people, Diego and Ben from Strap Technologies, but Kelly has some questions. So, Kelly, you are on, if you don't mind.
Okay, so for those of you who don't know me, I am a white cane user.
Oh, Kelly, one second. I'm sorry. I forgot to introduce. We have Ben. Is it Einon? How do you pronounce your last name, Ben?
It's Einon.
Einon. We have Ben Einon, and we have Diego Roel calling in from Strap Technologies. Okay, there you go, Kelly. So, Ben.
So, yeah, I'm a white cane user, and I've heard a little bit about your product. But I'm curious as to, number one, how long does the battery last? And number two, how would another individual know that somebody is blind, in terms of identifying and safety, pedestrian safety and whatnot? You know, we have the white cane law in effect. So how would this be, you know, relevant to that?
There's one question, Kelly.
Go ahead, Diego.
Thank you, Ben. There's one question, Kelly. So about the battery life, right now the product is designed to last around 24 hours of average use, but our engineers right now are working in some power management optimization algorithms to try to optimize the battery a lot more so we can aim for more days rather than just one full day. And that's an incredible question about, hey, the white cane does tell other people around that there is a visually impaired person around. But in our case, since the device has no any symbolic thing for to say that you have a visual impairment, when you purchase our device, it comes with a wristband, which is kind of a sleeve. So you put it on your arm, and it's a symbolism with the same colors of the white cane to let everyone know on the environment that there is a visual impaired person right there.
So the strap itself, that you put it on your arm and your chest, and it's white?
The wristband is colored like a white cane, so it's white and red. And the strap device, currently it's black. So we may change, add more colors, more color options. But the straps are elastic, and they hold the device to your chest. So they're two separate things. The strap device is separate from the armband. The armband indicates that without the cane is to indicate to the world that you're visually impaired.
Ben, why don't you describe a little bit what the product is all about for people who are just tuning in this week and did not hear you last time you were on the air?
Okay.
And how
much
it costs as well?
Sure. I'll talk about. I guess Diego can talk about the commercial side. I'll talk about the kind of how it works.
Okay.
It's a battery operated. A sensor array that is worn on your chest, and it senses objects in your path. It senses where you're going. So we have directional, like a compass sensor on it, in addition to all the vision sensors. And so what the device sees ahead of you is translated into haptic actuators that vibrate in different parts of the straps and in different patterns that form a kind of language. So whatever the device sees, it's telling you, the user, what is ahead of you. And it could be stationary, it could be moving, but whatever it is, whether it's just something you need to go around or whether it's danger, our device will communicate to the user what it is and then what to do about it through this haptic language that we're creating.
Does that help you, Kelly?
Yeah, because that means that somebody would have to learn and be trained on how to use the device and what all the haptic sensors are.
But you said last time, Ben, it really just was a matter of, I thought you said minutes.
Minutes, but, right. Yeah, we have about a two-minute training orientation programmed lesson, I guess you'd call it, where right when you open the box and put it on, and it's very intuitive how to get it out of the box and everything for the vision impaired, put it on and turn on the switch, and you go through the little two-minute training session, and it tells you when you come to an object, that's above your left shoulder, you'll feel the vibration here, and it will vibrate that haptic actuator in your strap,
and it sort of teaches you what's where and then how it works. And it becomes very intuitive very fast. The users that we tested on said, this is really simple and very simple to learn, and it works very well that way. So it isn't a complicated thing, but it is something that's different. It's not not something that users have had before, because this technology is very new, and but the success rate is really high that we've seen.
Excuse me, Kelly. If anybody else has any questions, you still have a little time to call in. 407-894-1680. Yes, Kelly.
So, how many blind have you tested it with totally blind people, and how many totally blind people have you tested it?
We have a beta testing committee, which is a selection of different visually impaired persons with different ages, genders, their demographics, different skills, different lifestyles, and they are like our go-to regarding on testing for the device, so we can keep the testing on relatively medium volume persons. But overall, we have tested with a little bit more than 300 visually impaired persons who have helped to give us feedback, so we could iterate and adapt all the features for the better use for the visually impaired.
So you say visually impaired, but what I'm asking is, how many of those people were totally blind, didn't have any vision at all?
Yeah, when I refer to visually impaired, I mean totally blind. My bad.
Okay.
And how much does this device cost?
The device cost is of $750, but right now, because we're in pre-order, we have a discount to $500 and you only need to pay out from $50 if you pre-order today, and you pay the rest when we ship that unit to your house.
So you said, so is this like a sort of a vest, or it's different straps on your chest?
You put it just like a t-shirt, and you will have a strap going all around the core of your body, and a strap on each of your shoulder, going from the midpoint of your chest all the way to the midpoint of your back. So with this, you can be wearing anything you want below, any jackets, any t-shirts, and since there are only straps, like one blind straps. People are going to be able to see whatever you are dressing, and it's not loud, people are not going to notice you have the device right there, or if it's a device, if you don't tell them, they may think it's just an accessory.
Okay, so, I'd like to remind everybody also that price that Diego just mentioned is only for Blind and Beyond listeners, correct, Diego?
That's correct.
The pre-order today, if you pre-order, it's $250 with regularly $500. No, I mean, it's $500, regularly $750. So if you pre-order...
No, you're right. It's $250 instead of $500, just if you listen to from this podcast.
Right.
Okay.
And you have to give a deposit, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. So what, Kelly, you had another question?
So have you actually spoken with any blind or even sighted orientation and mobility professionals that train blind people on how to, you know, now it's use a white cane, but if this is a replacement, is this something that you've discussed with any of those type of people, professionals?
Yes, of course. We are right now forming alliances, and we already have connections with several visual impairment schools, organizations in Mexico, in Latin America, in the United States. Part of the team learned how to use a white cane with a mobility teacher. I personally learned how to use a white cane as well while being blind for several days. So during the development of the device, we were sure that we were unable to develop anything by assumptions, but just with data and solving real pains and solving real problems total blind or visually impaired people have. So part of the team learned to use a cane so we can evolve it.
Okay. Well, do you have any other questions, Kelly?
So the battery, is it a rechargeable battery?
Yes. Yes, the battery is rechargeable. And as Diego said earlier, we have about a day of normal use lifetime on the battery. And as the CTO, I'm driving, you know, redundancy with the sensors as one aspect of the device. And we're also driving battery management and the ability to drive and push the battery lifetime even longer to more like a day and a half or even longer. We're all using electronic devices, mobile devices now, and this would just be treated as one of those, like we recharge our phones or tablets, things like that. It would be just overnight kind of thing.
Well, it's very exciting, and it will help people achieve new independence that they didn't have before. And it really is exciting, don't you think, Kelly?
Yeah, it's very interesting.
It is interesting, so you'll have to go to their website and learn more about it. Can you give out the website, please, Diego or Ben, so people can visit it and learn more before we say goodnight?
Of course. Our website is www.strap.tech/pre-order if you want to pre-order. We have also social media. We have Instagram, Facebook, Medium, Twitter. We're like @strap.technologies.
And you can also go to our website, to our sponsor page, and there it is, Strap Technologies, and click on it. And I hope you pre-order and get on the waiting list. When do you expect to be shipping? In the summer?
I start shipping, late summer of this year.
Okay. All righty. So check it.
How long does the battery last? Like, how many charges, and how much would a replacement battery cost?
It's just like a cell phone.
Yeah.
I don't think you'll be worrying about that, Kelly.
Okay, so like 3 years.
Doesn't sound like it. Yeah, we have to say goodnight. Otherwise, Chris will be kicking us off
the
air for the next program.
Really nice to meet you, Kelly.
Thank you so much, Ben and Diego. And Anna, it was nice to meet you if you're still listening. And we look forward to your next visit.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Take care and be safe. You're welcome. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. Okay, Kelly.
All right. That is
very interesting. Strap Technologies, and I hope you check them out.
Yeah.
Yep. Something. There's always something new and different on the horizon.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, you still there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm right here in full effect.
Okay. Is there anybody on the line or no?
No. I thought I heard someone that came in, but I don't know what happened.
Okay. So, Kelly, do you have some final thoughts for people who are thinking of moving but afraid to make the big move, as I call it, to a new chapter in their life?
Yeah, just do your research and plan and have a plan. And it's not impossible. Where there's a will, there's a way. People do it all the time, whether it's for a different job or they want to need to move closer to family. You can always... Myself, I own a condo, and so...
Yeah, I was wondering about that, but I didn't want to be nosy.
Yeah, so I'm renting out my condo.
Oh, good for you. You found a renter.
Yeah, and so it actually, for me, I'm making money, you know. So there are ways to do things. I know other people have had trouble renting their units out because of COVID and whatnot. But there is... You know, if you own a home, you can always rent it out, or you can sell it. You know, that's up to you. But there's ways around everything. It's just a matter of what you're willing to sacrifice to do that.
Mm-hmm. And I like your advice, the good advice about reaching out and doing your research and finding out other people in the area that are already there and how they can help you.
Don't just talk to one person. You know, talk to multiple people.
Multiple people.
Because someone might have a really bad experience.
Right.
And they might, you know, and then you'll be like, oh, I don't want to move there because they said this. Because I did get some negative responses from questions I had asked. And, you know, but I had come here myself. And so, that's what I would do.
Hey, that, we call that bold moves. We call that a great adventure. Sometimes that's what mm-hmm. you need in your life. You need a different change. You need a change of scenery in order to open up the mindset to do something totally different. So, Kelly, I'm with you 100 when you're right now.
It's quite a story. Chris, she used to post on Facebook, and she'd be at the airport or she'd be on a plane, and you'd see the dotted arrow going from Orlando to Nashville. There she goes again.
Yeah.
And people would say, "Oh, you moving there, Kelly?" "Oh, no, I'm just visiting." But we knew.
I didn't know then. And it was funny because the store at home, it's a store, and I at that point I wasn't moving because I couldn't say that because I hadn't had a job here yet, so I couldn't make the move unless I had a guaranteed job here.
Right. Well, we admire you for what you did. You come a long way, kiddo.
Thank you. Chris?
Most definitely.
We can say we knew you when.
Yeah, right. Well known. Don't forget about me. Don't forget about us little folk.
Yeah. All righty. Well, I have a second. I want to remind everybody to join us next Sunday, March 7th. And Gary, I have him down as a guest co-host. I forgot, it's a typo. Sorry, Gary. With co-host Gary Sinclair. And we will welcome our guest callers from Vision Serve Alliance. And we have a special guest who is an expert on self-driving vehicles. So that should be interesting. Yeah.
Well, that's something I want.
Did you say self-driving vehicles?
Yeah. So like the Jetsons?
Meet George
Jetson.
Or
you're too young for that, Chris. Oh, yeah, you know it. Okay. Yeah. Then you don't have to worry about stopping behind the white line, Chris.
Right.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about parking anymore. You can just get up and go.
Yeah, well, how do you get a ticket if you're up in the air driving around like the Jetsons? I don't know.
Well, I don't know because at one time, former President Trump was talking about space police, so you never know.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, you never know.
There'll be drones out there.
Right.
Giving us tickets up in
That's
the air.
That's right.
Hey, you're flying over top of someone. You can't do that.
Traffic, yep.
Well, Kelly, I want to thank you again for joining us tonight. It really was fun having you on board again, just like the old days.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I look forward to the next time.
We wish you the best of luck. And maybe next time, Rory, he won't have a gig on Sunday night and he can call in too.
That would be fun.
And I'm getting over to South Dakota to go visit his sister, because she right next door to Mount Rushmore. And
I just want to be on Mount Rushmore.
That's all. I just want to be on Mount Rushmore.
Go put your face on Mount Rushmore.
Right.
We'll carve you in. All right. Hi, Carter, if you're listening. Stay tuned to Carter's show. He's right after us. Great music.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris Shaw.
They were saying hi, Carter. Oh. Yeah.
Have a good week.
Oh, hello.
Me too, Callie.
He's setting himself up tonight.
Yeah. Did you hear what I said, Chris?
Yes, ma'am. I heard you. Thank you for allowing me. And thank you, Mike, for letting me pretend to be Mike for tonight.
There you go. Oh, my goodness.
Best of well wishes to Michael.
Thank you, Kelly. And Chris, what does Michael always say? Stay tuned.
Hey, you. Stay right there in that seat. Don't go anywhere until next week. Stay right there in that seat.
There you go. All right. Good night, all.
Good night.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.